You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clement Magnatella, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DSTV channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
All right, it's 7 minutes after 11. Ooh, last hour of 702, the Clement Magnatella show. Time is moving fast. Oh, I was telling Abel earlier, the technical producer, that, you know, when you're listening to the show, it feels like, sure, this show is long. But when you're behind the mic, everything is just moving so fast. I see a lot of you are reacting to the conversation that I had with the Minister of Women, Maite Nkwana Mashabane. She didn't really answer the question around whether or not the ANC takes... In fact, she did. She said she does think the ANC takes the issue of gender-based violence seriously. And when I asked about the issue around Boy Mamabolo and the fact that he's still an honourable member of parliament, even after using gender-based violence as a political tool, well, she didn't really answer that, did she? Unless you had that answer, but then she deviated into prevention and other issues, which of course we'll agree with, but I just needed to find out, as Minister of Women, really, what does she make when she's in those discussions in the NEC and they're saying this person used gender-based violence as a political tool? Yeah, what does she make of it? It's 8 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Clement Magnatella
on 702.
All right. You will be hearing something, and you're hearing it now because...
Okay, so it's 8 minutes after 11 o'clock. You're listening to Power Talk with me, Aldrin St. Pierre. And on the other end, you're listening to Clement Magnatella. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. Ah, this is incredible. So we are live on both Power FM and Radio 702.
At the same time. Can you believe
incredible.
It?
That's incredible. I'm all right. Yeah, how are you doing?
I thought you're going to start off like, Riddy Tub, you know, do a
good morning. Hello,
everybody. So, to some people who may not know this, we've got Clement Magnatella on the other side, who's just started his brand new show, 9 to 12, with Clement Magnatella on 702. Clement is my bestie. He's one of my best friends who I love dearly and totally proud of as he takes on this new challenge, really, because it is a challenge. How's the past 2 hours been like?
Okay, so I've been speaking to you a lot, obviously, over the weekend, and you asked me on Friday, how are you feeling? And I was like, I'm excited. And I really was. I was excited. I was jumping up and down, and I couldn't wait for 9 o'clock come Monday. And then you said, yeah, you're feeling excited now, but you're actually going to go to the bathroom lots of times on Sunday. And I was like, this guy is crazy. You called me yesterday, and I said to you, oh my God, I feel like I need to go to the bathroom 100 times. Then you say, okay, I'll talk to you at 12 midnight. And I said, I'll be sleeping at 12 midnight because I need to be up for the show early. And you said, no, you won't be sleeping. And you were right. I woke up. I was up at midnight at 1 a.m. and I texted you and I said, you were right. Actually, I'm still up. So how am I feeling?
Yeah.
I'm excited, man. I'm anxious. I am nervous, but I'm very happy. I'm excited to start this new thing.
Yeah, but how was it the first 2 hours?
They were great.
How was the open line?
It was great.
Because the open line under Eusebius always trended, so you better
The pressure. Look, the engagement was incredible. I think the 702 listeners are incredible. They bring in important issues. They set the agenda, so I try not to even guide around the issues I want to talk about. So it was incredible talking about all of those issues. It was really incredible. And I'm so happy, man. I think, you know, Aldrin, one of the things that we have to deal with, and by we, I mean Kathy Buhlahlani, who's our friend, who's on SAFM during this time from 9 until 12. You on Power FM, and I'm now on 9 to 12 on 702. We all enjoy this beautiful friendship. But also we've got something in common where we are inheriting a slot that was traditionally in a specific way and was traditionally presented by specific people. Whether you talk age or experience or ideology. And we now suddenly have to come on this new slot and make it ours. And I don't know about mm-hmm. you, Aldrin, but my goodness, the anxieties yeah. and the level of responsibility you feel on your shoulders, but also the level of thrill is something else, eh?
Yeah, it is crazy. And I was saying earlier on during the open line that one thing that we should take into consideration is what has happened to the 9 to 12 slot in just the space of over a year or so. So I started on Power Talk last year, May, the 1st of May, taking over from Iman Rapetti. Mm. And then you have Kathy Mutlahlano who's also taken over 9 to 12. At SAFM, and now we have you. So this is certainly a new era. I'm not too sure what it represents, but I would love to hear from our listeners just quickly, what do they think this moment means, and what should this moment mean? Also considering that you have young black professionals who are taking up the space, because 9 to 12 is so powerful. And by the way, Clement, something that I want to tell you, friend, is just know that you must be okay with being wrong, because we don't know everything. And that's what I learn every day on this slot as well, is just learn to be okay with being wrong. And you may hold a certain conviction today, but after listening to a caller who calls in or a listener who calls in, go back home, you reflect on it, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with coming back the next day and just saying, hey, what I said last week, actually, I've now changed my mind because I've done some reflection, because our perspectives are informed by our background and the people that we have around us as well.
And it's about,
so we need to be comfortable with being wrong.
Yeah, and it's about learning, Aldrin. One of the things, you know, that I had to make very clear is that I'm also here to learn. You know, this idea that I am going to know better than the listener, or my view is going to be superior than that of a listener, is ridiculous. I'm here to also learn. And it's okay, and I said in my intro that mistakes are going to be made, but we're going to move forward. Listen, I don't know if you've got calls on Power FM, but I've got Glenn here on 702, and I want to take quick Glenn, and you can take a call that side. Glenn is calling us from Bedford View. Glenn, go ahead. Hi.
Hi, Clem. Good morning to you and Aldrin.
Sure, Glenn.
Good morning.
Firstly, I want to say congratulations to you, Clem, on the slot that is secured. You deserve it. Thank you so much to the 702 management for giving you this opportunity. My take, Clement, quickly, is this. I'm just worried that when the whole entire education system is opening up, how are they going to practice the social distancing at the public schools? That's my only question I have.
All right, Glenn, we'll leave that for later. My comment line here on the comment line said Glenn wanted to comment on the mid-morning radio. I'll deal with. Take your call that side.
You need to learn that as well. You need to learn that. Like, you know what? This is actually what we're focusing on and doing it in a very gentle way, you know, as well. We've got our best friend here, Vex, on the other line. I'm going.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, Vex.
Yes, Vex, you now have to choose between 702 and power, you know?
it was a pickle that you guys have put us through now. We now need to decide. The rural boy from Falbank in Mpumalanga, another boy from Bronzeville in Belcom. You guys have got a huge responsibility to shape this country through the dialogue and just holding our people to account. And Clement, your integrity, my friend, has put you where you are. It's not a mistake. It's not by default. I love how you opened on your show when you said you respect every listener, even if you differ in opinions.
Yeah.
And I also love how, Adrian, you opened your show and you said both of you guys, while you are virtuous in your different platforms, you can still coexist in the battle of ideas.
You've already started listening to both of us. Well done.
You're supposed to listen to me. But you've been listening to Aldrin for a year.
Okay, unfortunately, guys, we're running out of time. So I just quickly want to take another call. Vex, shop. So kuluma later. Another one of our besties on the line, TD, my dear friend, who are you listening to?
Quickly, guys. TD sent me a Bible verse today, and it's unlike TD to send a Bible verse. So I was like, yo, the heavens are truly open.
Guys, number one, first big point, Clement, congratulations. I'm a little bit excited. People are calling me an influencer because I can't stop talking about how great this is. I think that you're such an endear human, and I hope that comes through and people realize that about you, that your innocence, my boy. That spirit is what's going to captivate your audience. I've said this to you 100,000 times, that you don't need to try to be anybody else. Being Clement Manyatela is more than good enough. My boy, what Monica Lihiri from Talban. It makes me really happy. And
Monica, my project.
Monica, my project. Just listen to both my friends. It's just beautiful. Al, I think that, you know, you've elevated that platform. Whether they say it or they don't say it or we don't say it, that's a fact. And I think that's the future of it, you know. And by the way, Kathy, I must also speak about Kathy, because I also listen to Kathy. And it's also an endearing spirit I recognize in her, that I see in Clement, and that makes me enjoy radio. They're so relatable. And I think that that's amazing. And when I listen to you, I always think, man, the conversation, there's an elevation of particular topics. So sometimes I come back, and you know me, I love podcasts, I host a podcast. So I sometimes come back and I listen to your podcast for learning, really. You know, some conversations are that important. Some of the dialogues are that critical. I think it's important for radio to invest in young minds and to turn things around. And I think that's why this is significant, you know. People think talk radio is a dying art. And by and large, it has shown itself to be that. Yeah. But you press the reset button when you do this, when you invest in young people, give them a chance, give them support, and help them change dialogue and help them reach out to new audiences. Mm. I think it's phenomenal. I think that the 9 to 12 slot is doing, man, maybe it's a lot of work, you know, but I think it's really incredible.
Mm. See this. Thank you so much. Mantua, as I call you, because you're always fighting on Twitter.
Love you. Thank Clement, you. Unfortunately, you know that time is very important on the radio. So we've come to the end of this little tidbit.
But I need one thing, Aldrin.
My friend, you know that I've always...
I need one thing. I need you to tell the 702 listeners one thing that they don't know about me, or two.
Okay, we'll get to that part. Just need to pour my heart out.
Okay, let's listen to your heart.
Okay, so friend, you know how proud I am of you. You have pushed really hard. I'm inspired by your work ethic on a daily basis. I'm inspired by how you challenge yourself on a daily basis. I'm also inspired by your ability to sometimes say no to opportunities, because we have, as black young professionals, I think this added pressure that we need to succeed. And people always see success as attaining certain positions or certain titles, and then they define that as success. But what you have demonstrated for me is that sometimes even saying no to a certain opportunity, that's actually success on its own, because you know where you're planted, and the universe is just doing its work. And I was saying that I've received many calls, people asking me, how will you guys handle this, you know, because both you guys are friends. And the unfortunate passing, you know, of Mom Meritwala. Immediately when you think about Mom Meritwala, you think about Mom Lillian Dube, and they've been close friends for so long. And I think, friend, that we can both coexist in this space and just broaden the conversation and elevate the conversation as well. So all the best with the 702 listeners, including the 702 blacks, because that thing does exist. And yes, my friend, one thing that you guys don't know about my friend is that unogusa, but he doesn't wear underwear, by the way. He's going to be having a conversation about that. So he doesn't wear underwear. He wants you guys to know that, and he'll explain that a bit later on. Clement, all the best, buddy.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for your beautiful heart. And ish, you know, I'm not an affectionate person. I'm not an emotional person, but I am emotional, and I just wish people can have the kind of friends that I have in my life, because... Yeah, thank you so much, man.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.
Leave us. Allow us to continue. 702.
WhatsApp Clement on 072-702-1702.
Good morning, Clement. Firstly, I'm super excited for you. I feel like I'm actually nervous on your behalf, but I know... we've had enough conversations, so you're definitely not nervous today. You're just like gonna go for it. Congratulations on this mid-morning radio slot. It's such a great opportunity. And it comes at a really good time in your life. So I hope that you step into the next chapter with 150% courage and, you know, looking forward to bringing your own Clement flavor to the mid-morning radio space. Of course, this also means that you're the competition now. So I don't know. I think our relationship will have to change. I'm just teasing. I'm so excited for you. I really, really am. And all the best for today and all the best on this new chapter. And yeah, whatever you need, we're all here. And I look forward to all the debrief sessions that you, myself, and Aldrin are going to have as not just colleagues and friends, but also as people who've been given this important role when it comes to the new space in the country. So go for it. All the best, Kay.
Ah, okay, so that's Kathy Mohlahlana, who is live on SAFM as we speak. Thank you so much, Kathy. Yeah, I'm just privileged to have the kind of friends that I have. And as I said, I really wish for people to have such friends that are rooting for you, that are always there to cheer you up, huh? Even when you're going through the most of the most. And those are the kind of friends that I have. Aldrin mentioned something, that I don't wear underwear. And some people are shocked. I'm actually shocked that you people still wear underwear. Huh? I went for a spa treatment yesterday, and I saw, you know, the therapist, you know, said, obviously, like, take off your clothes, wear this. And then she realized that I'm not wearing underwear. And then she gave me a disposable underwear. And I was like, what is this? No, I'm not getting into that thing. Because suddenly underwear is so heavy. And I don't know how you people still do it. That thing is so heavy and it clutters you. And it's, there's a level of freedom that comes with just being, right? Your pants on, and there's nothing underneath. I swear there's a level of freedom. Ayanda, one of our producers, says she last wore underwear at the age of 15. Guys, there was also that movement. I don't know, am I allowed to say that movement, free the movement? Can I say that on air? Oh, free the nipple movement. Oh, I can say it on air. Like, remember that movement? There was movement like that. Abel, you wear underwear. Guys, what is happening? Let's go to the lines. Letlhogo Nolo in Midrand. Hi.
Morning, Clemmy.
How's it going?
How are you?
Sure. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Listen, I want to welcome you to the team.
Thank you.
You know, I've always called on your 12 to 1 sometimes. But you know, I belong to 9 to 12, eh? So I belong here at 9 to 12. And I just want to say we are going to tear you apart.
Yeah.
Me and some couple of people I know. Don't worry. Don't take it personal. That's how we are.
I'll also tear you apart.
By the way, nobody must tell you about underwears and all that. I didn't wear underwears until 3 years ago when I met my fiancé, and then she came home, bought me a pair of underwears, and I've been wearing them too. Somebody will change you also. Don't worry.
No.
3 years ago, I'm
not going back to that thing. I'm not going back to that thing. I'm sorry. I've tasted the fruits of freedom and liberty, and I'm not going back there. Letlhogo Nolo in Midrand. Thank you so much for your call. Let me quickly go to Zamani in Johannesburg. Zamani, dumela.
Dumela, Clement, how you are?
Good, how are you, man?
Hello, Clement.
Sure.
Yes, I'm okay. I thought it was only me that has moved from Power FM to 702, yet you followed me. What I like about you, Clement, is... what I like about you is one thing, is that you listen to your viewers and you take your viewers' sensitivity very seriously. Hence your judgment at some point when you're on the radio, it's up to you. That... Mm-hmm. I think excellent. We are blessed to have that. I've moved from Power FM. Here you are. I'm taking you from that, my brother.
Well, thank you, Zamani, and well done to you for the move.
And a piece of advice, my friend. Wait until your trouser tear at the back and you didn't notice that. Then you'll see the importance of an underwear.
Well, thank goodness I don't wear tight pants. Do I wear tight pants? No, I don't think I wear, you know, that tight pants. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen, guys. Yo, you must try it, guys. Really, if there's anything you're taking away from me today, is try it. Like, it's the most liberating thing ever. And I'm sorry, but I'm definitely not going back to putting through myself through that torture of having this heavy thing inside your pants. It's I'm not going back there. And some of you are making fun of it on Twitter. Someone says, yo, Clement doesn't wear underwear. I'm actually surprised that actually a lot of people are surprised of this. Huh? Oh, wabais. Awa wabatun, guys. Awa. Think about it. Try it. You're certainly not going to regret.
Morning, Clement. Yvonne Benetti from Moetloop. There is such an outpouring of love and devotion and good wishes towards you from so many people. It is so awesome. I don't know you personally, as all these lovely friends of yours know you, but I've always loved your heart and your spirit and of course your voice. You got a dreamy, sexy voice, my friend.
Ooh.
Congratulations, and may God bless you in this new spot.
Ooh, sexy voice, eh? All right, let's go to Midrand. Hello, Rob.
Cameron.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. I wanted to ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
If you swim free during the day, do you wear a Speedo on the beach?
On the beach, yes, I wear a Speedo, but I know of people who actually wear like underwear and then wear like swimming pants, short pants on top. And I'm like, what are you doing? So I do wear a Speedo, but when I'm in my home at the back and I get into the pool, I ain't wearing nothing, Rob.
Good man. Now I agree with 100%.
All right, Rob.
Thank you, and well done, eh?
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. He's calling us from Midrand. I see Kenny is also calling us from North Cliff. Is Kenny ready? All right. All right. Kenny is there.
North
Kenny.
Cliff.
Yeah. Dumela, hi.
Hi.
Good. Yeah, I can hear you, Kenny. Go ahead.
You're talking about not wearing underwear. Now, what I was always taught as a child, it's a thing also for cleanliness, you know. You can wear your underwear, you wear your pants the next day, but if you've got underwear, you can get them washed or clean them and still wear your pants the next day. But just wearing pants, I mean, it's not really... not a very clean thing.
Really? You know, Kenny, there are people who repeat underwear. Yeah, Kenny?
Yeah. No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, they shouldn't, which is one of the reasons I'm like, oh, no, I'm not doing that thing. I hear you, Kenny. Wearing underwear is good for hygiene? I don't know. I think not wearing underwear is good for ventilation and hygiene. That's my view.
Clement Manyathela
on 702.
All right, it's going up to 25 minutes before 12 o'clock, and coming up at exactly 1 o'clock, it's the Azania Musaka Show.
Everything is turning bright.
Where were you to come dance with me here in studio?
I should have been here, right? I was dancing at home, and with you, sending you lots of love.
Oh, thank you.
You don't wear underwear? Oh, my gosh. And I've got to come back and sit in that seat.
I've warmed it nicely.
Yeah. No, I don't want any residual warmth from underwear wearing.
Guys, you must try bottoms.
Welcome, Clement.
Thank you.
Welcome, Clement.
Thank you.
You sound awesome. You will ease into it even more. Mm. It's not going to be an easy road, but it's a learning road. It's a growth road. Mm. And I think that's what being part of 702 is. Listeners are very intense. Mm. You know, they drive us hard. And sometimes that driving might be like, oh, can't take it. Mm. But then it's actually just going to make you better.
Yeah.
It all just makes us better.
Yeah. And look, I do think that for the most part of it, the reason that the nerves were down and I was able to think and engage is because the listeners,
yes,
you know, make it easy,
yes,
for me to do that,
yes,
which is what I
such
love.
Graciousness.
Already I have a favorite. 9 to 10 is my favorite slot on the show because
oh
I just
gosh.
Enjoy those conversations. And remember,
and
I was telling you the other day on the phone that,
it.
How do you do the open line? Oh my God. What
yeah.
if?
Yeah.
How do you do this? Yeah.
Incidentally, I had a dream. It was me,
yes,
Clement, and Aldred.
Hey.
In the dream.
Tell me about people not wearing underwear.
No, no, nothing about that. We were eating, actually, just over a meal. And that's when I called you and we spoke about a couple of things, including the open line and so on. So here you are, day one, almost done and dusted. And here's to many, many, many more to
Thank
come.
You. Thank you, Ozania. Yeah.